Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Make it good, Moore. Make
it fascinating. Good. You know how we try and go to for beach shoots down here in Umklanga or wherever, yes. And the security comes up to us, I'm sorry, can I see your permission?
Yes, what is that?
Well, apparently like famous places and holiday destinations have copyrights to take in. Like you can take a photo of your family, but you can't go and shoot there. You can't shoot for a film or advert or content, right? So you can take pictures of yourself. However, France, a little bit different. There used to be a copyright, well, there still is, for the Eiffel Tower. You need... actually, no, it can't be just for family and friends to take a picture. So if you want to shoot at the Eiffel Tower, they got copyright laws, but only for nighttime. Because
what?
Because the copyright can only have a copyright law for 99 years. And the daytime copyright has expired. However, when electricity was... when the tower was illuminated in 1989, they renewed the illuminated copyright of the tower. So taking film at night, not allowed because of the illumination copyright, but during the daytime, it's fine because that copyright has expired.
Oh, wow.
That is so bizarre.
Crazy, hey?
Yeah. They really love that tower, hey?
Jeez, okay.
Yeah. Good.
And guys, people have now been reading other people's books. I always say this, don't read the biography. Don't ever read the biography. Yeah. Read the book of the people that were around that person that thinks they're important enough to write a biography. Nostradamus' son wrote a book explaining how his dad reached his prophecies. Apparently, he was overdosing on nutmeg.
Well, now I've learned a thing.
What?
Now I have learned a thing.
Innocuous spice hanging around between turmeric and cinnamon in your cupboard. In large doses causes hallucination and prophecies.
So the Torah's like, and in other news, for some reason nutmeg has run out in the country. We have no idea why.
Joining pineapple and yeast for unnecessarily rare South African commodities.
Welcome to Rage, kids.
And you're going to enjoy this one. There's a guy by the name of Theodore Hall, among the youngest Manhattan Project scientists. He finished high school when he was 14. You remember the Manhattan Project was to discover the atomic bomb or to develop the atomic bomb. So he was a bit of a genius, right? Left high school at 14. He graduated from Harvard at the age of 18. He was recruited into this nuclear program, the Manhattan Project, when he was 19. Obviously, they came up with the bomb and they dropped it twice. And then 50 years later, nearing death, he admitted that the entire time, even while he was at school, he was a Soviet informant.
Oh! Drop mic. Are you serious?
What? The whole... time.
So this is on his deathbed now.
On his deathbed, he was
wait,
like,
so was he a real genius or was he like an old man who was in a little, like he's in a little body?
No, he was a plant from the Russians.
A plant? A speaking plant?
Not even human.
Nutmeg?
He was a bush.
Jeez, like it. Theodore
Hall.
Well,
Theodore Hall. Well done, Darren.
I
see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
He
was the third unheard of bush.
My good, I am finished for that one.
Did it happen?
Mate, I mean, besides the fact that I'm so stoked to have nutmeg at home.
Do you?
I've got nutmeg.
What have you done, Darren Moore?
Oh, no.
See you guys next Thursday.
What have we started?
Yeah, mate, but it did happen. We just got fat.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.